Hi everyone, welcome to Take 10 for Torah number 958. I hope you all are well. Any questions, comments, suggestions, recommendations, or sponsorships, please email me at Rabbi Yismach at take10fortorah.org. So as you probably have been able to tell, I really like Pesach, and there's so much to talk about. I figured let's do that 10 minutes at a time. So let's focus on the Seder, the Haggadah, and particularly one paragraph, maybe the only one, that actually tells a story. What do I mean? The paragraph about the five rabbis who are sitting in Bnei Brak. So to understand this paragraph, we really need to take a look at the paragraph before. Avodam hayinu leparah b'mitzrayim. This is one of the answers that was suggested by Shmuel in the Mishnah that we should give the children when they ask Manashtana halayla hazeh. Why is this night different? It's because avodam hayinu leparah b'mitzrayim. And if we would not have been taken out, we would still be there. That's the crux of the first part of the paragraph. But then, at the end of that paragraph, it says, "Va'afilu kolanu chachamim, even if we would all be wise, kolanu nevonim, all intelligent, kolanu zakenim, and all elderly and have a lot of life experience, kolanu yodim es haTorah, and all knowledgeable in the Torah, mitzvah alinu l'saper b'yitzias mitzrayim, v'chalam arba l'saper b'yitzias mitzrayim, hari zeh meshubach." It would be a mitzvah for us to speak of b'yitzias mitzrayim, even would we know it all already. Not only that, but the more one does it, the better. Okay, so first of all, let's just understand why this is. You know, you would think this is just intellectual information. Once I have that information, I'm good. Why is it that if I know the information, I'm a chacham, I'm a nevon, I'm a zakein, I still need to do it anyway? So Rabbi Sachs in his Haggadah has a nice insight. He says, "We do not tell the narrative of the Exodus to know what happened in the past. We do so because each telling engraves that event more thoroughly in the memory, and because each year adds its own insights and interpretations. Judaism is a constant dialogue between past and present, and since the present always changes, there is always a new juxtaposition, a new facet of the story. The sages said there is no house of study without chiddush, without a new interpretation. The story of Pesach never grows old because the struggle for freedom never ends, and therefore each generation adds its own commentary to the old, new story." So that's why we need to do it consistently and every year. And so in that context, so the very next paragraph says, Masa Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azai, Rabbi Akiva. There's a story. Once upon a time, these five rabbis and Rabbi Tarfon, Shayim Esubim b'Bnei Brak, and they were reclining for the Seder in Bnei Brak. Vayim Esab Rabbi Yitzias Mitzrayim Koloso Halayla. And they were speaking of Yitzias Mitzrayim all night long. Ad Shabbat Hamidehen, until their students came, Va'amur Lahem Rabbi Senu Higiyaz Ma'am Kriyash Mashal Shachris. Our teachers, it's morning already, and it's time to do the mitzvah of Shema, and for some reason, and this is discussed, for some reason, you're supposed to stop to do one mitzvah in order to do this other mitzvah of Shema, or maybe because they're complementary, or maybe because Shema includes also reference to Yetzias Mitzrayim, Exodus, but in any event, they were stopped by their students, and they were told it's time for Shema. What is the goal of this paragraph? Why is it here? Continuity in the Haggadah, I think, is very meaningful and very significant. So there are two obvious reasons. We just made two statements at the end of that earlier paragraph. We said, number one, afilu kolanu chachamim, kolanu nevonim, kolanu zakenim, kolanu yodei haTorah, if we would know it all, we would still be obligated to discuss all of these miracles and all of the things that happened to us. Oh, good. So now we have an example of five scholars, world-class scholars, who were doing exactly that. They were Chachamim, they were Nevonim, they were Zakenim, and they were sitting and speaking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's number one reason that it may be following the earlier paragraph. Number two, the reason could be because we also said, V'chol hamarbe l'saper harizem meshubach. Every person is supposed to do as much as they can, as long as they can. These people indeed did marbe riboy. They did all night long. So it's an example of people, not only regular people, but chachamim and nevonim, etc., who are marbe lesaper, who did more than was necessary. You usually talk about chatzos, finishing the mitzvos by midnight. Obviously, they had done that. Probably they had done that already. And here they were just schmoozing it up. They were talking about the miracles and talking about what had happened. As a matter of fact, the Masanitzim, the Haggadah's Masanitzim, refers to what they were doing that night. What they were doing, he says, is they weren't darshaning psukim. They weren't trying to understand new information from the verses in the Torah. He says, Ein safek shelo haya sham sipor hayetzia bolvad. They didn't just refer to the story, because he says, Hayalamosa. You don't even need an hour. An hour would be too much. Rak al karchach. It must be as follows. What were they discussing all night? Shehim darshu v'chakru al kol prate uprat eza tzarech tova hayabo lahem. Why did all of these things happen? What was the good that was found in all of these things? The hech shahayat sofe umabe betova hahi, and the way they would investigate all of these individual events. Imagine going through the lines of Dayenu one at a time. Why did this happen? Why are we so grateful? Shayakach betova hahi lehetav ad sof kol hadoros, that there was such goodness in that hatava, in what was provided to us, that it could last for all the generations. Ad shenemar al kol tova betova kili olam chasto, until they were able to really deeply, truly understand how to say kili olam chasto on every thing. Kila olam chasto, it was all good. They went through, it was a night of gratitude. They were focused on all of these small events, trying to understand how deeply important they were. Another thing that maybe brings this here is not just v'chal hamar, but look how these chachamim did it. Look how long they did it for. But there's something interesting about these five people. Each of them, for one reason or another, had nothing to do with the servitude. Meaning, they had nothing, they were either all b'nei levim, or Gerim. They were all from the tribe of Levi, or they were from converts. Therefore, this was not their personal story. This was their national story. Either they weren't in the servitude, or one can suggest, because they were from Shevet Levi, they were not Zoche Benachala. They did not actually receive a place in Eretz Yisrael. So you might think that, hey, the whole upshot of Yetzias Mitzrayim is that I got my property and I got my land. No, none of these men had, because they were from Shevet Levi, and yet they were still able to discuss this all night. Now, why didn't they see the sunlight? So one theory is, I've seen, is because they were in a cave. They were not in a house, they were in a cave in Bnei Brak. Now, I don't know if there are caves in Bnei Brak, but moving on. So they're in a cave because they are hiding. Perhaps they are hiding from the Romans. Remember, the time of Rabbi Akiva is post-Churban, post-exile of the Second Temple, destruction of the Second Temple, and perhaps they are running away. Perhaps they can't be sitting and learning Torah all night. It's not clear. And so the students have to come in and say, hey guys, there's sunlight outside, and so it's time for Shema. Otherwise, they had not known. Which, if that is the case, I just want to call your attention to one other thing. At the end of Magid, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon about exactly how we should phrase the blessing, Asher Ga'alanu. Should we be referring to just the past? Is it a blessing of thanks? Or should we also be adding a prayer of request, requesting from God that he also do it again, and we are redeemed from our current servitude? Rabbi Tarfon, who is at this table that night, says only about the past, only gratitude. Rabbi Akiva says, no, we don't just do gratitude. We also ask about the future. I saw it suggested, Rabbi Yaakov Glasser, I'm not sure where this idea is from, but perhaps it could be tied to a Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer says that the idea of them being in Bnei Brak is very significant. They are not in Yerushalayim. It's not during the time that the Beis HaMikdash stood. They're not in Beitar, which perhaps was the place and the location of the last stand in the year 120 with Bar Kokhba. They are just in Bnei Brak. They're in this quasi-status where there's a lot of uncertainty, perhaps stuck in a cave and perhaps really unclear about what the future would bring. And maybe, just maybe, all of these rabbis, some of whom had spent time with Rabbi Akiva in the past, famously, walking through the ruins of the Beis HaMikdash, who were crying, who were hopeless, who were forlorn, seeing Rabbi Akiva smiling and laughing, as the famous story goes, and getting hope from Rabbi Akiva, perhaps the best place to have a Seder when you are in a situation of crisis is at the home in Bnei Brak of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is known to have lived in Bnei Brak. It's in Bnei Brak where they had this Seder, in his location, to come to spend time with Rabbi Akiva, the one who says that the bracha of the Seder is not just about the past, but it's also about hoping that the future will also be what we want. Taking what the events of the past taught us about what is possible and applying it to future times. It is Rabbi Akiva's table that we need to spend time at in order to be inspired and to become hopeful. Rabbi Akiva has always been the personality involved with optimism and with hope and with redemption and interpreting all of the bad things that happen to Klal Yisrael in the best possible way. So because they are in Bnei Brak, perhaps one can suggest that that is exactly what they were looking for. It's not just a story about people speaking a long time, or people who know it all speaking. It's about a story drawing hope from the past towards the future from the very special character of Rabbi Akiva. Have a great day.